Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Don't get it twisted.
All righty then. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's, it's October the 20th, 2015. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this evening. You know how to get in touch with me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. You can hook up with me on Twitter. It's R. Kelly Show. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Thanks again so much, everybody. Did you watch this debate last night? And I think it was all, you know, it was a little bit more subdued than I thought it was. I was thinking that Trump, Mr. Trump, would throw the kitchen sink at Hillary, and he was surprisingly reserved, at least for the first part of the debate. So if you were a Republican and a conservative, or you know, and you for that first 30 minutes you were like, okay, maybe we have a shot here. But near the end, you know, Trump allowed Hillary to get under his skin, and he imploded as only Trump can do. And I think that for the most part, for all intents and purposes, this election is just about over. And many of the polls are saying that it's going to be a landslide for Hillary Clinton. So, I hope you guys at least watched as much of it as you can. It was on for 90 minutes, and I watched just about the whole thing. And, you know, with the exception of a few minutes here and there. But, wow. You know, it's just a you know, I think that Trump killed himself last night near the end because, you know, the nasty woman comment, and he gave everybody a headline by saying that when he was asked by Chris Wallace, would he honor the results? And he didn't say yes, ignited a firestorm. And the Republicans are on their or turned over on their heads now because, and for the last year, this has probably been the most uncomfortable situation for the Republicans that they've probably ever been in, because you got to figure that Trump is a non-traditional candidate, to put it mildly. I'm being nice by saying that he's a non-traditional candidate, and he's just off the chain. And people, you know, many of the Republicans are holding their noses and voting for him. Now there are some people who defended him. He has to defend this Rudy Giuliani babbling, slobbing all over the place. What an idiot, Rudy Giuliani, who is desperate for a position because he knows he won't get elected to anything else. He's getting old. Matter of fact, he is old, and he knows he won't be elected to anything. So he has been desperate for this Trump election. He's hoping that Trump gets elected because I think that Rudy probably has his eye on Homeland Security Director. I think that's the job that he has his eye on. And many of these folks who are advocating for Trump do have their eyes on different jobs. You know, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey is probably hoping to be made the Attorney General. So those people who are supporting Trump are hoping for cabinet-level positions or some kind of position in the Trump administration, because they know if there will ever be one, because they know that Trump is going to be looking for as many elected officials and prominent Republicans as he can to fill his cabinet. So many of these people are vying for Trump for cabinet positions and so on and so forth. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me this evening. Once again, the phone number is 646-668-2838. I'm looking for you guys to start calling. I know I've just gotten back on the radio recently. I was on hiatus for a while. And now the Ron Kelly Show is back. So 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. And, of course, you can catch up with me on Facebook and also on Twitter. I was reading a disturbing story today about a kid who Edgewood Student Services Center. This place, the boy, as a matter of fact, this happened last month. A 13-year-old kid, Montravius Thomas, was in a classroom at Edgewood Student Services Center in Columbus, Georgia, when one of the program's behavioral specialists allegedly threw him to the ground. According to the family lawyer, the teen was leaving the classroom to call his mom from the office so he can get picked up. Now, this kid was hurt so bad that he wound up having to get his leg amputated. Now, the specialist, now this is a special school for kids with issues, and he was there. He's supposed to be there, he was sentenced to be there for like 4 days. So, according to the family lawyer, a woman by the name of Renee Tucker, the teen was leaving the classroom to call his mom from the office so he can get picked up. Now, that's when Renee says the specialist, Mr. Bryant Mosley, slammed the student to the ground. She claims this happened multiple times when Montravius kept trying to leave the room. Mosley must have thrown Thomas pretty hard. The damage was so severe that on Tuesday, the poor kid had to have his leg amputated. Now, in the past month, he had undergone 4 surgeries at Eagleton Children's Hospital, but doctors reported they couldn't restore blood flow to his limb. And, man, just wow. At the time of the incident, this teacher, Bryant Mosley told the Columbus Police Department that he held the child down because of behavior issues. Now, Montavious is currently enrolled in Muskegee County School District's AIM program for students who violated behavioral rules at their assigned schools. So, I mean, this is just totally ridiculous. Ms. Tucker explained that the assistant principal, Eddie Powell, witnessed at least one of the takedowns and says a resource officer also saw boy limping afterward. But what's even more disturbing is that the attorney says the school officials promised to call Montravius an ambulance, but then decided against it. I guess because they saw the handwriting on the wall, lawsuit, et cetera, et cetera. So they was hoping against hope that the kid would be okay. So what happened was they saw that he couldn't walk, so they tried to make him walk to the school bus. They saw that he couldn't walk, so Mr. Mosley carried him to a school bus and didn't even tell the family what happened. And Miss Renee Tucker says that they placed the injured student on the school bus. We don't know the extent of the injuries, and we don't know that the extent of the injuries was worsened by the failure to render aid, and certainly by picking him up and seating him on the school bus. Then they had him ride in that same school bus home without any support or stabilization of that leg. So, as expected, the Montravius family, this young man who was 13-year-old, Montravius Thomas, who had to have his leg amputated, and after what happened to her son, LaWanda Thomas, the mother, lost her job because she stayed with the injured boy as much as possible. Montravius' family is filing a $5 million lawsuit over the incident. So far, Bryant has not been charged with any crimes. Now, how could you not charge the teacher after something like that? I mean, it's unbelievable that the teacher hasn't been charged with some kind of assault charge. It boggles my mind that this has happened. So we'll keep you posted on that. We'll make sure that I certainly will Google that from every now and then to see exactly what has happened with this story, because it's very tragic. A 13-year-old kid loses his leg because this teacher, so-called teacher, body slammed her. And so this is somebody who, now this is a teacher that's supposed to be trained in helping kids with behavioral issues. And he's supposed to be the one to talk the kids down. He's supposed to be the one to help them manage their anger issues, and look what he did. And I'm quite shocked and amazed that he didn't get any wasn't charged with anything. I'm very shocked and amazed by that. So we'll keep you posted. I certainly am interested in that, and I want to see what happens with that case of Montravius, who was horribly disfigured by this teacher, Bryant Mosley. All right, everybody, let's get back to the debate. If you saw, some of you who saw this thing, is 646-668-2838. And then you can tweet me. I'm just pulling my Twitter page up right now. You can tweet me. It's on Ron Kelly Show. And I see somebody's already. Yeah, I see some people are already trying to get at me anyway. Okay. So, wow. So, all right. And now, for the first half hour, now I watched most of the debate. For the first half hour, the first 30 minutes or so, if you were a Republican, if you were a diehard Trump fan, you were happy. You know, and I noticed it was noticeable that Trump was very un-Trump-like in the first half hour. He, you know, he had some good answers, and you know, and somebody made a point. I'll get to that a little bit later. But he did well for the first half hour, and then shortly thereafter, he just imploded. He imploded. And Hillary Clinton, see, Hillary, Trump didn't seem to be, I mean, at least in the beginning, it did seem that he, it looked like he did some kind of preparation. Because, you know, Hillary prepares a lot. She prepares heavily for these debates, and she's an expert in this type of thing. So she was clearly the more prepared of the two. But Trump did seem in the beginning like he was, he had a rhythm, he had momentum, and he made some very good points, especially when he asked Hillary about giving the money back that the Clinton Foundation got from countries that did not have laws, to give the money back from countries who have laws that that denigrate women, because some of the countries, some of the Arab countries, the women have to walk behind you, they can't drive, you know, these type of things, where the women are considered to be more like servants than they are to be equals. So Trump scored big time when he asked her the Clinton Foundation to give back the money that the Clinton Foundation took from countries that have bad laws toward the treatment of women, scored big time with that. And Hillary was clearly caught off guard because she didn't think that Trump had it in him to do such a thing. So she was caught off guard with that. Also, another good point that he made was where, you know, when he talked about, not Trump per se, but when Chris Wallace asked her about the Clinton Foundation and the allegations that people were giving access to her in exchange for donating large amounts of money to the Clinton Foundation. She clearly dodged that bullet. You know, she dodged that one, and she didn't answer the question. She pivoted, and she brought up Donald Trump's taxes or whatever. So I noticed it. I mean, when they say, see, she is fueling the untrustworthy flame when she does stuff like that. People are watching, you know, and I'm not the biggest fan of either one of them, but I was watching the debate to see, you know, because I'm desperate for some issues, desperate for talk about issues, because it's all it's been about. It's been the Hillary emails and the emails to her John Podesta and the Trump with women coming out and saying that he molested them, which I'll get to in a few minutes, because I'll get to after the break, actually, because there is another woman who has come out and has said that Trump molested her. So I'll get to that. I mean, I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I'll get to that right after the break. But it's it, you know, I'm like just amazed that this. I'm just amazed that this that the lack of issues, the lack of talk about issues. There's virtually no talk about, you know, some of the things that are affecting us. There's, I mean, you know, it just, the only time the issues were spoken about is when Chris Wallace asked about the issues. This is the only time. Other than that, they were talking about each other. He, nasty woman. She's saying he's unfit, and it's mostly personal attacks, you know, against each other. This was what it was mostly about. But again, Trump scored big time. Hillary came back a couple times when she talked about her 30 years. Because he tried to make it seem like, because Trump was saying that, okay, you've been at it for 30 years. What's going on? Why haven't you done more? And Hillary came back. You know, she kept her wits about her. She came back with a very strong rebuke about what she was doing over the last 30 years versus what Trump has been doing over the last 30 years. So she came back with that. The puppet remark, you know, she scored some points here and there, and he scored some points really here and there. But he really killed himself when he spoke about not supporting the nominee, or not supporting the winner, which has been a tradition of presidential politics for going back to, you know, all the way back to the, you know, to the 1800s, 1700s. There's been a peaceful transition of power for many, many years. And when Trump said that he would not, when Trump said that he, you know, he couldn't say, when Trump couldn't say that he would support whoever wins, it was a firestorm. So we'll get to that. We'll talk a little bit more about the debate, and we will talk about, as a step break, I'll talk about this yoga instructor, Karina Virginia, who's claiming that Trump molested her. And she's, of course, she's represented by super attorney Gloria Allred. And everybody knows she strikes fear in the hearts of people. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, on... look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, bar.
Stick a little shortbread, touching up bar. How many cheeks? Stick a little shortbread, touching up bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838 is phone number to the radio program. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, R. Kelly Show, or you can, of course, catch up with me on Facebook, The Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me this evening. It's about 20 minutes past the hour. Oh, boy. And you know, I think handwriting's on the wall, the graffiti, actually. You know how they graffiti the whole big side of the train? I think that's what Trump's wall looks like right now. And the election appears to be over. The election appears to be over because, you know, there's no way that Trump can come back from all of this. I just don't believe that there's any way he can, you know, because it's not so much that, see, he has some good ideas and he has a good message. Trump has a great message. Because what he's talking about is resonating with the American public, the economy, trade, you know, some of the foreign policy. Some people view President Obama as a failure when it comes to foreign policy. And what Trump is saying is resonating with people. And he does have a good message. He's just the wrong messenger. That's the problem. He's the wrong messenger. I mean, you have a shiny new gift inside with the boxes. The box looks like it's been through hell. But the, you know, his message is pretty good. He just is not the person, you know, because he's clearly not presidential. I mean, we all know that. There's no debating that. He's just not presidential. You can't have somebody like that. You know, somebody who's acting like the president of the Philippines, who I'll get to a little bit later on, who's just off the chain and says whatever he wants to say. I mean, you don't want to have a person. I mean, who cares what the president of the Philippines says, basically? But you know, when you're talking about the leader of the free world, the president of the United States, that many countries rely on for protection and help. You know, the beacon to the world. You can't have the president saying anything he wants to say. So, I was listening to President Obama, and I kind of like turned. I was listening to Obama. Obama was in Florida today, and I usually enjoy the president's, you know, when he's making speeches, but when there's no teleprompter, the president is kind of off, you know, and I'm usually one who, I'm a fan of the president. I'm not a fan of everything he's done, but I am an overall fan of the president. I like him, and I'm not the biggest fan of the ACA and some of the other things that he's done, but, you know, overall, I give the president high marks for what he's done, especially after inheriting, you know, the country when it was in the worst financial situation since the Great Depression. And he did a lot to bring us back, which Hillary Clinton pointed out last night. But I was listening to the president today. He was on, they were broadcasting him from Florida. And the president was kind of unwatchable. You know, I just turned it because usually, I mean, the president Obama is a great orator. We all know that. He speeched his way into the White House because it was the president's soaring speeches. This is what got him elected. So I'm listening to the president today and I'm like, not interested. I wasn't interested. And what I did was I turned from the president, which is something I don't normally ordinarily do, but I did turn from the president. So, as a matter of fact, that his wife, his first lady, was in Arizona today. And the First Lady is wildly popular. You know, people have been trying to get the First Lady to run for an office, but of course she doesn't want to. You know, she doesn't want to do it. But in any case, I just wasn't interested in the president today, and I'm usually very interested in the president. But Trump, you know, but getting back to Trump, you know, there's talk already that there's going to be Trump Network afterwards. One of Trump's sons, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and one of some Trump's sons wants to capitalize on this thing. So they're going to do a Trump, this talk of a Trump network that's going to be coming along, a Trump network. But in any case, everybody, as promised, it's 32 minutes past the hour. Karina Virginia is the 10th woman to accuse Trump of sexual misconduct. Now, a yoga instructor and lifestyle coach came forward today with claims that Donald Trump had inappropriate sexual contact with her. She's the 10th woman to make these allegations against Trump. Now, women's rights attorney Gloria Allred, who's a monster to most folks, and she's a Hillary supporter, who has represented other women with claims against Trump, was by her side while Karina Virginia shared her story with tears flowing down her cheeks. Now, Trump yesterday said that all these allegations are untrue. They're false. This is what he said yesterday. Now, she says she first encountered Trump in 1998, when she was waiting for a car service to pick her up after the U.S. Open in Queens. Now, she said she knew who he was. Now, granted, this is 18 years ago. Well, she said she knew who he was, but she had never met him. And he was with a few other guys at a press conference in New York. Now, she said she was quite surprised when she overheard him talking to the other man about her. She said, he said, "Hey, look at this one. We haven't seen her before. Look at those legs," as though she was an object rather than a person. And she says he walked up to me and reached his right arm and grabbed my right arm, and then his hand touched the right inside of my breast. She says she was in shock and that she flinched. And then Trump asked her, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?" she said. So after she got in the car, the shock turned into shame. She said that for years she felt she was to blame for the incident because she was wearing a short dress and high heels at the time. And she says she's been fearful of bringing unwanted attention to her family. But in the end, she felt that it was her duty as a woman and as a mother and a human being and as an American citizen to speak out and tell the truth. So this woman, Karina Virginia, becomes the 10th woman to come out against Trump. And Trump, of course, Trump says that none of this is true. Now, she said she had another incident with Trump a little more recently, about 5 years ago, 2011. She saw Trump again. She said, "This time we were at a business setting and there were many people around." She said he looked at her up and down a few times, and this time mixed in with the feelings of shame, she said she felt disgust. So this is the 10th woman that has come out. Now, Trump, as he said in the debate last night, is saying that the denials are all rape myths and stereotypes 101. That's what Trump's advocates are saying. And this has really hurt Trump with the women. Now, Melania, of course, she's defending Trump. She's the husband. And, you know, and you got to expect, you know, people were trying to get Hillary Clinton because she protected Bill, allegedly protected Bill during his problems. But, you know, Hillary is just like any other woman. Melania, you know, they're famous, but they're like any other woman who's going to protect their husbands. This happens all across the country at varying times where women are forced to come out or have to come out, and then they want to defend their husbands against allegations that they feel that are not true. So what's the difference between Hillary and Melania? I mean, Hillary You know, you don't just dump the president. You know what? At the time that Bill Clinton was having his trials and tribulations, he was the president of the United States of America. And I'm sure that behind the scenes, she probably read him the riot act and she did what she had to do. But she's a wife and a mother, like many other American wives and mothers who across the country have to face these things sometimes. Sometimes they have to face these things. So, you know, you can't, this is what happens. So there's no difference between, Hillary Clinton should have been expected to defend her husband. It's the same way that Melania is defending Donald. So anyway, we have this 10th lady that comes out. We haven't heard anything from the Trump camp yet about this particular woman, because it just happened today. But this is the 10th person has come out, the 10th woman has come out and made allegations against Donald Trump, which I find to be, stunning, to say the least. So the president of the Philippines is saying it's time to say goodbye to the U.S. Really. During a meeting in Beijing on Wednesday, the president, now this is one that he's like Trumpy in a lot of ways because he says what he wants to say. So this guy is kind of Trumpian. The Filipino president, Rodrigo Duterte, announced Thursday that his country's separation from the United States, from the United States. It's time to say goodbye to the United States. And now the Philippines, allegedly, the president, Rodrigo Duterte, is aligning himself with China. Now, we'll get more about this later on, but we're trying to, what the deal is now, is this about getting the United States out of the Philippines? Because the United States does have a military presence there. So now this Filipino president is having a problem. Now he's looking to get the United States out of the Philippines, to close out their bases. After years and years of the United States being there and providing money and whatever else to the Philippines, they're going to turn around now and kick America out. Now, this is what happens. The United States and the Philippines have been having these issues because this president, Duterte, has been really, really hard on drug dealers and drug users, allegedly killing people and, just running over the country. So we'll see what happens with this. He also called the president a son of a whore. Again, the second time. But the relations have been going down ever since Obama started voicing concern over Duterte's tactics in dealing with drug crime. Manila didn't like Washington's stance one bit, and Duterte issued a series of fiery remarks warning Obama to stay out of it and stop dictating Philippines policy. So they're going to go with China. Now, China's putting money on the table, $3 billion, because the Philippines doesn't have money. And actually, China is buying its way into the Philippines, a $3 billion credit from the Bank of China. So this might be a so what, but we'll see what happens. Maybe. So what? All right, everybody, it's 23 minutes before the end of the program. The phone number here is 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. I really would like to know what you guys thought about the debate last night. You know, I really would like to know what you thought. Because, you know, this is a very important election. I mean, it seems that, once again, the handwriting is on the wall, and it appears that Hillary is probably going to win. It's looking more and more like Hillary is going to win. This is what it's looking like. So, I think a lot of we have like 20 days left, 19 days left, and we're going to, you know, we're going to have a new president. Obama will be leaving, and I think that, again, it looks pretty much like Trump is not going to win. But now, what's going to happen? Now, what about what's going to happen, right, with this, these allegations of fraud in the election? Now, what's going to happen with that? See, because, you know, with Trump saying that Trump is convincing his followers that the election is rigged, and what's going to happen is that people, if Trump loses, I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen. That's the scary part. We don't know what's going to happen if Trump loses. Because maybe some of his people, I mean, there's a lot of states carry, right to carry states. Are they going to come to, are these people going to go to the voting booths? Are they going to be standing outside with their guns? And are they going to be infringing on people's rights to vote? Are they going to be doing their own cross-checking and checking ID before they let anybody go near the polling station? As a matter of fact, many of the voting stations, I should say, are closing the schools that day for fear that there's going to be some problems. And I fully believe that there's going to be some problems. Absolutely, 100%, I agree that there's going to be some problems. So we'll see what happens. We've got about 19 days left before November 8th. All right, we're taking a break. We'll take our last break, and we'll come back with the end of the program. It's The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention The Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is Marching Animal Society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Show, and on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And we're in the process of building a new website. I'll keep you posted on that, everybody. So thanks, everybody, for joining me today. And you know, I'm just kind of sitting back and just taking it all in, you know, this election cycle and the news and everything that's going on in the world. And, you know, and I've said this just about every night about the importance of having someone with the temperament to be the leader of the free world. Because there's a lot going on right now. And there are people who are bloodthirsty. There are lots of folks who are bloodthirsty warmongers who are looking for something to happen. You know, there are folks out there that are looking for something to happen. They're just looking and waiting. Because, you know, we can't just jump in. We can't just send troops. We can't just fire upon people. We can't just, you know, because we have to be careful of the things we do. People say Obama's weak and all of this stuff. Hey, we have to be careful of the things we do. Because you had Russian planes buzzing U.S. Navy ships, warships in the sea. Russian planes flying close to them. Now, could you shoot them down? Yeah, you could shoot them down easily. But do you want to do that? You know, do you want to be goaded into starting the next last world war, which you probably would it'll wind up being? So you have to give Obama, I mean, yeah, we all want something done. I want something done too. I mean, I don't want them to shoot the plane down, but we all want something done. We don't want to show signs of weakness, but just because we didn't do anything, it doesn't mean that we're weak. And I applaud the president for not reacting to every little thing that everybody does. Now with Yemen, now, someone was firing at the United States ships off the coast of Yemen, and we did fire upon that country and destroyed some – we fired upon Yemen, and we destroyed some radar outposts after what they did, which I thought was proper. But you can't just fire upon Russia. You can't just fire upon China, because these people are looking for something to happen. So you have to give the president credit for not reacting, for not – getting caught up in the fervor of folks wanting something to happen. And see, and this is exactly the problem. This is exactly what has happened, you know, with the United States electorate, because people are tired. They say they're tired and they're tired of the status quo. The status quo has been the status quo for 240 years. This just happens to be 2016. And this is what the country was the country was designed to function the way it functions. You have a president. You have the executive branch. You have the legislative branch. You have the judicial branch, which is the Supreme Court and federal judges. You have the legislative branch, which is the Senate and the Congress. You have the executive branch, which is the president and the cabinet. This is the way the country was designed. It was founded and designed to run the way it runs. And like I've said in other shows, you're a politician. You need somebody else to help you get your agenda across. And so this is what happens with bills when senators and congressmen are trying to compromise with each other, Democratic or Republican, whatever the case may be. And what happens is that some things get added into bills, like what they call pork, where, you know, congressmen try to bring programs back, bring money back to their districts. Build this, build that. Remember the famous Bridge to Nowhere that was talked about in the 2008 election. with McCain and Palin. And so as a politician, you see people from the ground level, from committee person all the way up to the president, making promises that they can't necessarily keep. Because even as a council person, you need somebody else's help in order to get your agenda across. So you can't really promise anybody anything. The only thing you can do is promise that you'll try. But you can't promise that you're actually going to be able to do it, because you can't. Because this is the way government runs. This is the way things are. You know, it's called politics. And it's always going to be politics. This is what it's all about. It's always going to be politics. And so this is what happens. And people are down with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is just not the person that should be president. And I'm not even talking about Republican or Democrat. I could care less about which party he comes from. If he was a Democrat, I would still say that, you know, there's problems here. Even if he was a Democrat, I would still say that there's problems here. And I wouldn't want him to be president. Because he's just not, he doesn't have the temperament. I mean, you as president, you're president of the most powerful country on earth. Because just because we're the most powerful doesn't mean that some people won't fight back. Because we can't intimidate Russia into being afraid of us. Because there's no winners. There's no winners. In a war with Russia, if no nuclear, I mean, I would think that if there were no nuclear weapons used, we probably can beat them hands down. But if nuclear weapons come into play, all you need is one weapon to land somewhere in America, and it's going to be a problem. So people who, you know, and I understand that people want change. I totally understand that. You want change. I get it. But you have to, you know, think about what you're changing into. Think about what you're changing to. And this is what you have to remember. So, you know, Trump, again, he's got the right message, but he's the wrong messenger. Because, again, as I said earlier, some of the things he's saying are, it makes sense. Surprisingly enough, some of the things that Trump says does make sense. So, but he's the wrong person to be president. He doesn't have the temperament. He doesn't have the – I mean, he's off the chain. He's off the hook. He says what he wants to say. He does what he wants to do. He doesn't answer to anybody. He doesn't even answer to the people who are handling him. He doesn't even answer to them. And you can see by – you know, because everybody's trying – even his kids are trying to get him to prepare more, to be better prepared, to be presidential. And he's still not being presidential. After a year or so or more of campaigning, he's still not presidential. After all this time, he's still not presidential. After all this time, he's still off the chain, off the hook, you know, like somebody you might see in a bar or something, you know, just off the chain. And why would you want him to be president? We need somebody who's going to be respectful of others. We need somebody who, yeah, okay, you've got a lot of weapons. You got the United States Navy, Army, you got the best military, best trained and prepared military force on earth. But it doesn't mean they're always going to win. Look what happened in Vietnam. We lost. They beat us out of there. wound up, you know, abandoning ship and pulled out of Vietnam. So we're not always going to win every fight that we pick. And certainly if we try to pick a fight with Russia, you know, no one's going to win. Everybody's going to lose. So let's, I get it. And Trump does make a lot of good points. I agree. But we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Okay, everybody, it's about 8 minutes before the hour. This is the Ron Kelly Show weeknights at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. And if you want to call, the phone number is 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. We'll be on every weeknight at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is our home for the moment, and hopefully we'll be out of here soon, but this is where we got to do it from for the moment. So the Ron Kelly Show is on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so we got a couple weeks left. The debates are over. We got a couple of weeks left. It appears that Hillary will win. Doesn't mean don't go vote. But it does mean, it does seem as if Hillary will win. Now, tonight they have the Al Smith dinner that's put on by the Catholics. It's a fundraiser, the Al Smith dinner. It happens, you know, once a year, I believe it is. I don't think President Obama will be there. But Clinton, Hillary, and Trump will be there. And they've got real angst. They've got real angst for each other. You know, 'cause they don't shake hands, they don't greet each other. You know, they hate each other. So anyway, I don't think the president will be there, but the Al Smith dinner is a major fundraiser for the Catholic charities, and it is connected to the Archdiocese of New York. And President Obama, I don't believe, will be there, but Hillary and Trump will be there. It's going to be very awkward. Because Trump called her, you know, Trump just came out and called her a blatant liar. I mean, just a blatant liar. And she lies. This is what Trump says. She's a nasty woman. So you can't help but take those things personally. You don't show it on the debate stage as Trump ordinarily does. But you take those things personally. Just all of the things that Trump has said about her as a woman. So you take those things personally. So we'll see what happens. They'll be there tonight. And I'll probably try to watch a little bit of the Packers game tonight. The Packers and the Bears, which is not the best pairing of NFL teams, but hey, you know, it's something. So I'll probably watch a little bit of that. Head over to the gym right after the show. So, and we got about 4 or so minutes left. So you guys, you know, again, you can call the show, 646-668-2838. You can check me out. Send me a message on Twitter, R. Kelly Show. And on Facebook, it's D. Ron Kelly Show. So I'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys in the very near future. 5,000 or so, more than 5,000 people have liked the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. So we'll be looking for you guys to come onto the page and say something. in regards to whatever you're thinking about what's going on in the world, the election, which I personally will be glad when it's over. To tell you the truth, I'll be glad. I will be glad when the election is over. Yes, indeed. Very glad. Because it's dominated the news cycle. And nothing else is, you know, really even come close to. And then you have Trump, who has, and it's basically Trump. It's not even about Hillary. It's about Trump. So, all right, everybody, we're going to break out of here. Thank you for joining me this evening on the program. It's October 20th, 2016. We got about 2-3 weeks left for the election. It appears Trump is going to be the loser, and rightfully so, thank God, because I really just couldn't stomach him being a president. All right, we're going to break out of here. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining the program. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So until then, be safe, everybody.